As far as our response to COVID-19, everything is on the table. We will take any steps we possibly can to ensure the safety of all of our employees in our inmate population.
That's Erie County Undersheriff Mark Whipperman on the Sheriff's Office response to the coronavirus. Its holding center had a scare a month ago when a man taken into custody at the Peace Bridge was deemed at risk for the coronavirus. Whipperman leads the office's COVID-19 prep team, tasked with implementing a comprehensive plan to deal with any potential case of the virus which causes COVID-19 from entering the correctional facility in Alden or the holding center in downtown Buffalo. Although there are no confirmed cases in Erie County, the confined environment of jail is ideal ground for a virus to spread. Whipperman is implementing procedures to limit the influx of civilians going in and out of jail.
The sheriff's office has suspended contact visits. Additionally, the jail management division is temporarily suspending all programs delivered by outside providers.
Those programs include chaplain and inmate education programs. Attorneys will have access to clients, but only through glass partitions. Correctional Health Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kevin McGee says the sheriff's office has been following the CDC's recommendations for disease control.
We have an extensive infection control program, which we've been reviewing constantly. It's been in place for several years. It's used to surveil a population to make sure that any infectious disease possible condition does not get into our facility, and if so, it's identified quickly.
Niagara County also shares a border with Canada, and its interim sheriff, Michael Filicetti, says they are taking recommendations from their Department of Health to stay on top of the situation. Without any confirmed cases, Filicetti says they are playing a waiting game but have appropriate procedures in place should a case of the virus present itself.
Isolation, definitely. If they are determined to be positive for the coronavirus, we would keep them isolated in the jail. And again, our medical department and public health would ensure that we're following the correct steps to address that situation.
Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.